Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, for me, the Pentecost scene in today's first reading in the upper room can sometimes be looked at in a very rudimentary way, seen on a level of a primary school understanding akin to when students prepare for the sacrament of confirmation. Indeed, we have today a barrage of descriptions that make for great colouring in exercises. A sound from heaven, a mighty wind, tongues of fire, and the disciples began to speak in tongues. And I guess we can think of the Holy Spirit as cute little images and symbols, whether it's a tongue of fire or a dove, or wind or a cloud. But there is a danger that we leave the Spirit at the level of symbol and not really a reality that is also very personal to us. So then we ought to ask ourselves, what does it really mean for the disciples to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Are the signs of the Holy Spirit's presence those times when you just see a dove or a flame on someone's head? That's not to discount those images, of course, but it is important to realize that Luke in his account tends to emphasize the external impact of being filled with the Holy Spirit. The question, therefore, is what happened to the disciples interiorly? In order to understand the inner experience of the Holy Spirit, we can look elsewhere in the New Testament, specifically to St. Paul's letter to the Romans, where Paul says, God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Here St. Paul gives us the inner experience of the Spirit. That is, the disciples had an overwhelming experience of God's love for them. So the coming of the Holy Spirit is really a revelation of the Father's love. And you know, we speak about God's love a lot, and yet there is a big difference between knowing about God's love and the experience of God's love poured out through the Holy Spirit. Because not everyone knows God's love deeply and personally. We need to continuously be able to hear that and experience that the Holy Spirit becomes the sign of the love of the Trinity. And the symbols in some way help us assess the state of our hearts. Is your heart like what Ezekiel described as a heart of stone, cold, hard, and needing new life? The prophecy of Ezekiel reveals that God will take our hearts of stone and give us a heart of flesh. And that is the power of the Holy Spirit, to give us a new heart. And that's what happened to the apostles. They were filled with love and joy, such that, as it says in verse 13 of that chapter, and all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what does this mean? But others mocked, saying, they are filled with new wine. Some of those mocked them, saying that they were drunk with wine. And that is something worth pondering, for wine too becomes a symbol of the Spirit, as wine is intoxicating. Many fathers of the early church describe what this experience is like. As St. Ambrose said, let us drink with joy the sober intoxication of the Spirit. St. Cyril of Jerusalem also says, they are not drunk in the way you might think. They are indeed drunk, but with the sober intoxication which kills sin and gives life to the heart, and which is the opposite of physical drunkenness. And lastly, St. Augustine says, doesn't a person who rejoices in the Lord and sings to him exuberantly seem like a person who is drunk? I like this kind of intoxication. The Spirit of God is both drink and light. So I invite you today to really turn to the Holy Spirit in prayer, that you do not exclude the Holy Spirit from your heart in any way. For He is the soul's delightful guest, the revelation of the Father's love. So let us drink deeply, and so let our hearts be made new again. Let us pray. O God, who by the mystery of today's great feast sanctify your whole church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth, and with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of believers through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.